Welcome to another episode of Why Your Story Podcast. Podcast? Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Let's just go podcast. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Whatever. That's okay. It's a day.
It's been a day. Welcome, everyone. Glad you're back listening to us. Appreciate it. I'm your host, Travis.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we are
Why
Your Story.
One day we'll get it together.
One day we'll have that figured out. This is only like 90 podcasts.
Exactly.
So, thank you to Star Valley Health for all your sponsorship there. We don't think we could do it without you.
They have a grand opening today, I think, in Alpine.
Is that today?
Yes. I think at 4. I'm very excited. Nice facility.
Awesome. Yeah, that Alpine place is the bomb.
Diddy.
Looks really nice. Well, good deal.
It looks really nice. Well, so thanks, Star Valley Health.
Yeah, thank you, Star Valley Health. Appreciate that. And we are still in our... You know, I tell people that when you live in Star Valley, you've got, 9 months of winter and 3 months of relatives.
That is true.
But I'm starting to think that we've got 9 months of summer. It is hotter than Hades out there.
It is so hot.
And if you look at the forecast, like 10 days of nothing but hot.
It's
the first part of September.
I know. I love fall so much.
But we're stuck in the armpit of summer.
Yeah. Some people would think it was nippy here, though.
They need their head checked, because it is definitely not nippy. So if you're one of these people listening to this podcast and you think it's cold in Star Valley, go get your head checked, because it is not. Anyway, I guess things grow, but they also need water to grow, and so I think we're kind of just in this stuck. No water, everything's burning up. I worry about fires. This is when I start worrying about fires.
Yes, fires are a big worry.
Because the Forest Service doesn't let us cut down any trees anymore, and so we got overpopulation of trees. And
yeah. Do you go up and get wood?
I do, every year.
Oh, how much do you get?
Oh, generally we get 4 or 5 cord.
Okay. And does that last you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we can get through the winter with 4 cord generally.
Do you have another source of heat?
Electric blanket.
Ooh, I won't use those.
No, we do have those cove heaters.
Oh, okay.
I like them.
We have those, too.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I guess we're actually officially into fall, even though it doesn't feel like it. And we're healthy. We're well.
Yes.
MJ, you've taken your meds. You look good.
Same with you.
Someday I want to just play the voicemails I get from MJ. And I swear to you, there's something wrong. And it only happens like certain times of the day. But anyway, we made it today. We're here doing a podcast. And it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a great one.
So maybe next week, the week after, they're going to, SVI Media, the Independent, is going to be doing a story on the Osmond Hotel in Thane.
I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, well, you should have, because it has been a landmark in Star Valley for a long time.
Hmm. Okay.
And I actually come from those Osmonds.
You do?
I do.
That's a scary thought.
It is a scary thought. If they would have just known what their prodigy was going to be like, they should have just stopped right there.
Yes.
You know? So anyway, in light of the story coming out in the Independent in a week from now, we thought it would be appropriate to talk a little bit about the Osmond Hotel. But generally, general speaking, the motel industry, maybe tourism industry in Star Valley as a whole.
Sure.
And so we thought we'd invite our good friend Ron Anderson back.
Yes, he's very knowledgeable.
Ron is very knowledgeable. He's not much to look at. But when he's behind a microphone, it's palatable. And so we're grateful to have Ron here in studio with us. What do you say, Ron?
I say I look pretty good in front or behind a mic. How's that?
That's awesome.
I think it's great. And I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. As long as the mic takes up most of your face, I think it's I think it's pretty good. But I say the same thing about me.
I wasn't sure how to have my hair done for this, but yeah. I guess see it on the radio is okay.
Yeah. I think you look good. Your hair looks just like mine today.
Okay.
Covered up.
I do like your football shirt, though.
Yeah, it's a nice one. Star Valley.
Hey, let's give a shout out to the Star Valley Braves.
Yes.
going
Let's
to
go
Boise,
Braves.
Socking it to them. That was a great game.
Yeah. It was up in Boise. Boise.
Yeah, Boise.
What's their record? Have they had two games or one?
Just one.
Just
year,
one.
As far
okay.
As I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
so.
It. Yeah.
And what's the game coming up Friday?
I do not know.
I honestly don't even know. I haven't even looked. In fact, I was looking at the schedule, and I was talking to my wife about it, and I can't remember who I told her we were playing. We're really lackluster fans.
Yeah. All my children have moved on from high school, so I don't keep
my trying. My thing is just make sure there's an ambulance there, and just make sure that we're there to support them. I guess that's
turn on our little
every time they score.
Every time they score.
Love it, love it. So anyway, Ron, while we got you in studio here, let's talk a little bit about the early days of Star Valley and some of the hotels and motels and tourism and no-tell motels that existed here.
The shenanigans that happened
in the valley. I'll let you start.
Well, it's an awesome story, really. The first accommodations for overnight stay was really for the freighters as they came in and went, you know, and that would be their halfway house on the Crow Creek Freight Road.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And probably by far the most used for the most years by the most people of any one of the accommodations. Five cabins, upstairs room, behind the stove, or in the loft of the barn that held 32 teams of horses. You could sleep in the hay. So if weather permitting, they slept on the ground outside, but whether or not, there was that accommodation, which, you know, started 1880s, late 1880s when that first started. So anyway, that was the first. And then, of course, when Afton became a town and travelers coming in, you know, there's kind of a welcoming spot with the first hotel that was at the west end of Fifth Avenue where it meets Lincoln now. That was the Star Valley Hotel, built by the Reeves brothers.
Really?
Before 1900.
On the west end of Fifth Avenue?
Yeah, where the Fifth Avenue meets Lincoln Street.
Okay.
On the north, on the southeast corner there.
Yeah.
From that intersection, yep. The Reeves brothers, Jack and Bill, built that. And we know it was up and going well before 1900. By 1903, that's where the famed gunfight happened, where Pistol Davis lost his life. And so, you know, we know it was up and running, and others started building hotels on what is Washington Street. But the main traffic at that time came into Afton from Montpelier straight into west end of Fifth Avenue, and that's why the Reeves Hotel, that was a welcoming spot. Okay. And they had a watering hole there, as well as rooms for accommodating travelers.
And go ahead.
What was the first settlement here? What town came first? Was it Afton?
Well, there was settlers in the Auburn area before that, 1879.
Okay.
And there was some down in Freedom area in that same year.
Did they talk? Did they have names at that time? The names they have now?
They referred to the Auburn as Stump Creek. Oh. And down to Freedom, I don't know that they really had a name until they actually come up with a post office. Afton was thought about by 1880. It was encouraged that somebody build on this site because of the ample water here in Afton. And the town was about 1887. I think they marked it off and started building here in Afton town site. But anyway, when they had the main street running north to south here, which is referred to as Washington Street now, then we have hotels on the south end of Washington, west side the road. Probably the first one that was a hotel would have been the one right on the corner, the Hub Hotel, which replaced the building that was Kingston and Hurd's mercantile store. But then to the south of that, we have the All Reds show up with a hotel. But now that leaves the Star Valley Hotel down on the end of Fifth Avenue away from the other hotels.
Right.
And the push by about 1912 is we're going to get a road headed south over the hill to Cookeville, and so might change the traffic pattern coming in.
Okay.
And so by 1915, then the Star Valley Hotel moved to Main Street, the building. They drug the building up across the block turned it around and lined it up. So you have at that time the Hub Hotel was referred to as a Wyoming Hotel. Then All Reds had their hotel, which Nelson Calvert Allred built it. Him and his wife Miranda.
Hmm.
And there was they run the building as a hotel, and they had a dress shop in there, but they had a fire, and they had to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And so they, but that building lasted till 1971, but on the corner, Wyoming Hotel became the Hub Hotel, and now we have the Star Valley Hotel a little further south, all on the same block.
Wow.
And Niels Christofferson, who is my great uncle, him and his wife set that hotel up, and they changed the name from the Star Valley or Star Hotel to the Yellowstone Hotel.
Oh.
Ah.
Special reason. We're thinking about Yellowstone Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so 1915, we have the big push to get a improved road over the top of the Salt Creek Pass south of Afton, and the which is referred to now as the Convict Road. And the hope is you can get traffic from the Lincoln Highway. You wouldn't think Star Valley has anything to do with the Lincoln Highway because the closest we are is 40 miles away at border.
Right.
Sure.
But Lincoln Highway Association, starting in 1912, going to get a nation across the nation road. Well, it's way south in Wyoming, and here we have Yellowstone Park in the north. West corner of Wyoming, a long ways from the highway, Lincoln Highway. So whether you can duck up from Green River or come into Cookeville and Star Valley, and the hope was get the travelers to experience the trip to the destination of Yellowstone and Jackson Hole. So in 1915, the convicts started building the road, and Afton lined up.
Interesting.
For
it
that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there, we're hoping for a corridor, just as we are today. We haven't come a long ways. we got a lot of traffic coming through, but
sure
we're close. They're close enough, they move on through. But nonetheless, it was an important thing for businesses to accommodate, if necessary, travelers coming through. And so these hotels on South Washington here, they was hoping to get travelers coming through on their way to the park. There was times, and even before they lined up on Main Street, hunters coming to go hunting in Jackson Hole would stay at the hotel and then get a pack trip from here to Jackson. So anyway, at Main Street of all of Star Valley, which is, you know, starting in Smoot, we have a hotel in Smoot. The Joe Clark building, it still stands on the east side of the road, right in the right square in the middle of Smoot. That was a hotel.
Really?
I didn't even know that. Well, it's still there?
It is still there. It's a little different look. The old picture has a big turret on the top of it. But yeah, that was an accommodation. Traveling salesmen or even owners of the sheep that come through here, they might get a room for the night. But yeah, we have one in Smoot. So across on the west side is another. Peterson's had a home there that they sometimes rented rooms. But the one on the east side was referred to as a hotel. It was built by Joe Clark. And come into Afton, you've got three big ones lined up there. And that was long before we have the Valleon Hotel that came later, which is the...
This is here now still.
Bigger and bigger, better building, but... Moving on down through the valley, you know, you get to Thane, and we have two down in Thane. Osmond's built theirs.
Well, Osmond's and then also the Van Noy's.
Van Noy's had one.
Yes.
Okay. And Livingston's had one, and I'm not sure if they're the different.
So I actually got a picture on my phone from Leon Van Oy.
Okay.
Who his grandpa was the one that donated the ground there for the park, you know, behind the church and all that. That was the Van Oy farm there. And there's actually a plaque there at Maverick still to this day, because where Maverick sits was the farm also.
Hmm.
But anyway, I just got a picture of the old hotel there, and I just thought, my heavens, that is pretty cool. At one time, we had it made in the shade in Thane.
Yes.
I mean, we had two motels. We were shaking.
Yeah.
Then something happened. But
So how was Thane, the name Thane, how'd that come about?
They needed a name for the post office.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's how all these towns are.
Okay.
You know, they might refer to him as Stump Creek over in Auburn, but when it comes right down to it, the name of the post that they call the post office cannot conflict with any other towns in Wyoming. We have a zip code, so the name is important. And that one of the first settlers was by the last name of Thane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't it first named what was the first name? Glencoe. It was Glencoe.
Yeah, it was called Glencoe, yes, but it was conflicting with other places, and so when they had to decide a name of a post office, it became Thane. And like Smoot, Reed Smoot, the senator, so it was Cottonwood in the early days, but that was interfering with some other place in Wyoming, so we had to come up with something else. So so Livingston's had a building on the west side of the road about where the law office is. Right in that area.
Okay.
That was a hotel.
Very cool.
And a cafe.
Yeah.
You know, that the Osmonds had a cafe in their hotel.
And so did the Van Oys.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I find that very interesting. They had a cafe, and then there's a gentleman over there that was at the reunion talking about how he remembers this. He was just a little kid going over and getting penny candies.
Oh.
They had a little candy store there also.
At Osmond's.
At the Osmond store. Yes, at the Osmond Cafe.
Yeah, and Osmond, Vasco Osmond, was a barber, but I think the barbershop was next to the hotel.
All right.
Okay.
And then his son, Jack, took over the barbershop.
Yes.
But they kept the hotel through 1950.
Wow.
And but they had what they called a confectionery store, which is a candy counter.
Hmm.
And they also had a pool table in there.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, that's what I was told.
That is awesome.
That's a big money-making draw.
So Vasco and his wife, Mary, Vasco would have been my great-great uncle.
Okay.
His dad was George that Brigham Young sent to settle Star Valley. That was his dad.
All right. It's connecting now.
Yeah, and his brother, Rulon, was killed over by Jackknife area, but that's I came from Rulon.
The one that was killed, was it a horse accident?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. His horse kicked him in the liver, and he died on his way to the
Afton. Oh, wow.
No, I think he actually lived to get to the hospital, but died at the hospital.
Huh.
So.
How long was the Osmond Hotel up and
Do you know when it going? Started?
Well, okay. So 1930 census shows Vasco as a barber, but by 1940, his wife is the proprietress of the hotel, and he's the proprietor of the confectionery store.
Ah.
And then in 1950, it also subnotes that he's a barber too.
Okay.
But by 1950, they don't call it confectionery, they're just proprietors of the hotel. So they went through 1950 that I know of, because that's how the census record reads.
Right. So are we thinking sometime in the 30s it was built?
I would say. And that would correspond with so I talked about the Convict Road come in 1915, and Governor John Kendrick came to Afton and viewed the Convict Road and participated in the county fair here, and he praised this road best. I'm talking about the Convict Road over the south end as being the best road in Wyoming. And we have pictures of it. It's a good road. And they went clear to Snake River, clear to Alpine, toured all the way down through the valley, and they stood on the banks of the Snake River down there and says, "We're going up the canyon to Jackson, up Snake River Canyon." And that was his promise. We'll get these convict programs going.
Right.
But it didn't happen. It took till 1939, after the CC caps came in to get the road punch clear up Snake River Canyon for auto travel. Wow. So in 1930s, you've got this shorter route to Jackson. So I can see Osmond's building sometime in the late 1930s.
Yeah.
Because now we got a little shorter route to get to Jackson Hole and on into Yellowstone. We just got to get them off of Highway 30 and now Highway 80.
Wow.
To get them in and come up through Star Valley for the Commerce.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's very cool.
Huh. So yeah, you make a living, you sell food and candy, and you have a pool table, you run a restaurant, you have a motel and cut hair.
Yeah, and you have a watering hole in some of the hotels.
Oh, yeah.
That was an important draw.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Did they have, they probably didn't have alcohol licenses back then, something we couldn't look up?
Yeah, they did.
Did they really?
Yeah, and they shut them off, too. They tried to dry up after 1917, 1921, and on. So they had some control that, you know, the legislature was trying to dry the towns up and all. But there's evidence of how many there were and when and where.
And so are we thinking that the Osmond Hotel then shut down sometime in the 50s?
I would say it definitely went into the 50s well. And okay. From there, I haven't had any evidence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know Jack, their son, stayed around quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
He was an electrician for a while.
Yeah, he cut hair. For 20 years, he cut hair.
My heavens.
And then he started into the electrical business, but you could buy electrical supplies at the barbershop.
Of course you could.
Of course.
And then he became a full-fledged electrician. And I remember him well.
Yeah.
In the 1970s. Through the 1970s, I think he worked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Is his ancestor still here? Any of them? Is that cousin you have here?
Yeah. There's still one. There's one of Jack's relatives. He's a sheriff's up in Jackson Hole.
Oh, okay.
Actually lives at Star Valley Ranch. So, but that's it. That's it. Just the two of us.
Wow. So the hotel, what was it, anything besides a hotel? Did it ever become a store or anything?
Well, just a confectionery and a cafe, though. That was
That's right.
Yeah, the cafe was in there, yeah. And I don't know anything else that they might have got to where they sold trinkets or whatever for travelers, but just accommodate, and it's the hotel is kind of like a place where travelers can meet the locals. It can be a good experience for both to get acquainted as they travel through. So it's about the journey to Jackson Hole, not just that you had a destination.
Sure.
So that's it. You know, before that, everybody just maybe took their originally they just was wagon and camped out. And then maybe camped out from the auto, but then it's nice to have a hot shower and warm meals and stuff at a sit-down table. So it's just a progress of tourism as it came through.
Fascinating.
When did the cheese factory come into play? I mean, I can remember that when
absolutely.
I was young.
Well, the one in Thane?
Yes.
Oh. Well, the cheese factory.
There were cheese factories all over.
Were they really?
Oh, yeah. I could take you to locations of over 25 in Star Valley. Yes. And then in 1950-ish is when the big cheese factory started making Swiss cheese at that location.
Okay.
And then it became world-renowned stopping place.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And that brought people through Star Valley by all means, you know.
Yeah.
Sure. So
I remember as a kid going there and eating cheeseburgers, and my dad would always buy this big thing of curd cheese.
Sure.
Curd.
Squeaky cheese.
Squeaky cheese.
Yes. Yeah.
And then maybe you got some homemade pie.
Probably.
Yeah.
I just was sick by the time we got home. I was eating so much of that squeaky cheese. It's amazing.
It is. Yeah, I love the cheese factory.
Yeah.
But there's not any running now, right? None at all.
No. There. 2005 was the last operating cheese factory in Star Valley. cows were milked and the milk was shipped out until last December, and then that's all over. And so, and people still come and wonder where the cheese factory is.
Oh, yeah.
And you can take them down there and they can buy some auto parts now.
Yeah. Yeah. Good old Napa sitting right there now.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a lady in my office ask me not too long ago where the cheese factory was.
Really?
Yeah. She wanted to go buy some cheese. Her aunt told her she needed to go buy some cheese.
Did you tell her to go to Shumway Dairy?
No, I didn't. I should have, but I just told her, I says, you're about 20 years too late, my dear.
Yeah. Shumway Dairy no longer does their own cheese. They bring it in from Logan.
Yeah. Right now they are,
It's quite a process.
Oh, yeah. It's technical.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And to think there was 25, that's amazing to
but
me.
Not, now, they weren't all running at the same time.
Okay.
But each, because it, milk is kind of perishable, you milk the cow, you need to get it to the cheese factory or to make butter and cheese out of it soon, so you have one in each town, sometimes two in each town.
Yeah.
Competition got really keen, and but definitely it was the ultimate producer for the economy in Star Valley for, well, a century.
Yeah.
And then ultimately it became a tourist attraction with the Swiss cheese factory, the restaurant, and people miss it. They really do.
Yeah,
they do.
So it probably was single-handedly the biggest draw to come through Star Valley.
Yeah.
If you were headed to Yellowstone, well, we're on I-80 headed west, and we're not going to cut off up from Green River or wherever. We're going to go clear on into Border and hit the road to the cheese factory on the way to Jackson.
Yep.
Love it. Yep.
Well, Ron, we can't thank you enough for being here today. That was a lot of information.
Our time up?
Our time is up.
It is not.
We're 28 minutes.
We just got started here.
I know. That's how fast it goes.
Do you have any stories that pertaining to what we talked about today? Any really, I mean, I know you have stories, but one that you could send us off with?
Well, yeah, I'll have to tell you one. So I contacted Polly Reeves because she's Polly Erickson now. Polly Reeves Erickson, and it was her great uncles that built the first Star Valley Hotel.
Okay.
And I didn't know that.
Yes.
Now you do.
Now I do. I know Polly.
Yes, Polly.
She's the best.
And so I told Polly, I said to her a few minutes ago before I came in, because I was checking on some people and some information about Smoot. That's where she lives. And I says, I'm trying to get my facts right. And Polly said to me, don't worry about the facts. The way you tell the story will work.
That is true.
Okay.
Sounds like Polly.
We tried to make it factual, though. We really did.
I thought you did great.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. That's kind
I
of you
too.
For being here with us today. And
your brain is just so full of interesting and exciting stories and
well, that's nice what I was
heritage
gonna say.
I beat you.
Very good.
Okay, well, thank you. I enjoyed sharing what I think I know. How's that?
Well,
you'll
good.
Have to come back because I want to know more history about the Thane area and Bedford and all those.
Yep.
Oh, there's history.
We do need to have Ron back. It's fun to do that at once a year or so and have a little history lesson.
It is.
I love it. Well, good deal.
And great place to visit, but you don't need to move here if you don't want to.
That's right. There's lots of other places in the world that you can live.
Oh, yeah. Without winter.
Yeah, without winter.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, enjoy those places.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode. This is Why Your Story Podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And together we are
Why Your Story.
Thanks, everybody. Be safe. Thank you, Star Valley Health.
Day.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Take care.